it's Rena Jenkins, and guess what? You're listening to my Dear ITPE letter because it's that time of year again. Oh, this is so exciting. And I wanted to make my letter different this year than other years, and I thought, okay, podfic and voice. So this. Okay, if you're listening to this, maybe you're going to make me a present. Maybe you're not, but you just felt like clicking. Whatever. Let me tell you about the fandoms that I am a big fan of. I am both willing to record in and receive. Because, yeah, I'm asking for presents. It's gonna be great. Alright, so I have been on a crazy MCU Avengers movieverse kick lately. I ship a lot of things. I'm a big fan of Steve Toney. Right now, ever since seeing Winter Soldier, I've been like crazy head over heels Steve Bucky Natasha, where everybody is awesome and deadly. Tony Pepper, where Pepper is competent and, like, Tony's not a complete failboat, but where, like, the stories sort of highlight Pepper's innate fantastitude. Also Pepper Shoes and Pepper Natasha. Darcy Clint, where they spend the whole time being bros at each other and it's great. And also Tony Loki, where everyone is smart and broken and badass. I really enjoy stories where Tony and Loki are both emotionally compromised. It makes me happy. As far as the MCU goes, I also include Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Guardians of the Galaxy. Lately, Agent May has been my favorite thing ever. Agent May Motorcycle is my favorite Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pairing. And for Guardians of the Galaxy, either something Jen and, like, found family, or Rocket Peter, because I ship a person and a raccoon. Shut up. I like it. Also, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I am such a huge Buffy fan in all shapes and sizes and conglomerations. I ship Buffy Spike, I ship Spike Xander, I ship Willow Tara, I ship Buffy Faith, if you, like, make me love it. I ship every crossover known to man with Buffy. I don't follow the comics, but Buffy and Angel and pre-canon stuff. Like the, like India and, like the Slayers before. I love stories that sort of take the mythos of one fandom and stick it in Buffy, or, like, take the mythos of Buffy and stick that in a different fandom, or, you know, there's canonical interdimensional portals, just drop them there. Oh, well, Xander's not supposed to speak Latin in front of the books, and then adventures, you know? So any Buffy crossover, it could be a fandom I don't know, but if the Buffy characters are, like, really into it, I'll probably say thank you for giving me a new fandom. What else? Terry Pratchett's Discworld. I have been on a Polly Mal from Monstrous Regiment kick lately, and, oh, sweet Polly Oliver, so great. But Night Watch is probably my favorite book, so anything with the City Watch, anything with the witches, anything that has footnotes, basically. I enjoy the sarcasm and footnotes. Anything with Grebo. Fast and the Furious. Dom Bryan Mia. Mia Fast Cars. Crossovers. Shiny porn and, you know, adventures and heists. Please and thank you. And then this is, ITPE is going to be coming to a conclusion December 25th, right? Which is smack dab in the middle of Hobbit season. Even though I know it's going to make me cry and want to tear my own soul out, will ask you, my dear ITPE reader of Podvic Awesomeness, yeah, I'd take some Hobbit fandom. But it's got to be like happily ever after. And even if it's everyone I love dies story, it's got to be also like, and then they make it to the Hall of Mondas and everyone has a happy afterlife. I'm pretty mono shipping for that one. I tend to ship Feely Killy. I won't say no to Bilbo Thorin, but they're not like my primary relationship there. Mostly just the everybody having adventures on their way to the mountain or possible like made up backstory stuff, excitingness. I'm gonna need some kind of Hobbit something to get me through Hobbit season when everyone I love dies. sorry, you didn't ask for why my emotions are unhappy. CWRPF, Jared and Jensen are in love, and there's a whole song about it, and all of the fun fluff AUs there are, you know, I would say thank you, and I would give you a high five. As for, I have down here Disney movies, by which I particularly mean Tangled and Lilo and Stitch. Again, they're just like these really happy, found family, exploring yourself and the world around you. There's such joy in those stories. So if you wanted to share something that made you smile, I would smile while I listened to it. And then Stargate Atlantis. Stargate Atlantis, every crossover ever. Stargate Atlantis ignoring the finale. Stargate Atlantis just kicking ass and taking names, whether it's a happy, fluffy, we got turned into penguins, or it's like this dark sort of mirrorverse where everyone is actually like, you know, they're one step beyond what the military code says that they're allowed to do to prisoners, and they do it to the Wraith, or, you know, I'm okay with serial killers and psychopaths too. Just give me everything Stargate Atlantis. Maybe they secede. Maybe Rodney blew up the entirety of the solar system, not three quarters of it. Just, everything. I love that whole universe so much. Damn you, Pegasus Galaxy. Star Trek reboot. I am a Kirk Spock, but also lately I've been a very Kirk Bones kind of girl. So if that's something you want to do, I haven't seen Into Darkness yet, and I'm kind of iffy about it, but I really like this whole let's explore the alternate timeline thing. It makes me happy. Okay, Teen Wolf. I like Jen pack feels, puppy piles, cuddle times. I like Erica being badass. I like Erica and Boyd being great together. Erica, Boyd, and Isaac being like, you know, we have our matching leather jackets and we're just really happy together and I'm not dead. Every time I see a Rita Ora video, I kind of like to imagine her as the alternate universe Erica who ran off to Hollywood and got famous and became a music and movie star. Rita Ora has like a 2.5 second cameo in Fast and the Furious 6. She's the flag girl. What if Erica and Boyd were in Europe during Fast and the Furious 6? Teen Wolf Fast and the Furious crossover, please and thank you. How to Train Your Dragon. Pretty canonical ships there. Hiccup and Astrid being very competent together, or Hiccup and Toothless being best friends. That's always really good. I really appreciate just about anything in the X-Men movieverse fandom, as far as just X-Men, X2, X3, X-Men First Class, X-Men Days of Future Past, if you want to talk about the alternate canon. I am a hardcore Logan Rogue shipper. I also enjoy Eric Charles, and I enjoy, like, everybody just sort of having these found family feels. Found family feels are a really big thing for me, and I enjoy that a lot. Another fandom, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There's, like, two fan works in the entire thing. Whatever. Everything is great. It's just so sassy. It goes back to, like, my my love of early season Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh, okay. So I was looking at the list that Bessie Boo and Kentarina have of potential fandoms, and the list says Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Please and thank you, a crossover of Buffy and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't even care what it is. Maybe somebody just ended up, like, meeting in a demon bar or something, like... Rosa and Amy are in a demon bar, and then Buffy's there too, and then just somebody's terrified and it's not a demon. I don't know. Buffy and Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be the most beautiful crossover. It would be so full of witty one-liners and sass and leather. So great. And then finally, Leverage. Elliot and small children are a hardcore kink for me. Just Elliot being like his soft marshmallow self when no one can see it. Elliot Parker Hardison, Hardison Tech, Sophie Awkwardness. I don't know. Sophie's not my favorite, but I do like stories where, you know, she's doing something outside of grifting and then everyone else sort of has to, like, well, we're a family, we have to support you. Those kind of stories, you know? Found family feels. Which leads to my list of things that make me love this story. Tropes, AUs, things like that, you know? Okay, it's a bullet list. This is gonna be long. Things that make me love this story. Crossovers. Humor. Happy endings. Twisted or creepy endings. Kidfic. Of both the all the characters are kids and the characters have kids varieties. Romance. Mystery. Dark and twisted AUs where the good guys are serial killers or psychopaths or career criminals, but you root for them anyway. Stargate Atlantis AUs. Crossovers. Not fic. Buffy the Vampire Slayer AUs. Snappy banter. Found families. Badassery. Competence. I have a competence kink like whoa. Secrets. Crossovers. Vampires. AUs where character X never died or left, and then you get to see how the canon gets warped by their presence. Those are really good. They're kind of hard to find, though. Situationally induced cuddling. Fluff. Cross-dressing. But in like a kink kind of let me put on panties or let me put on a suit way. Not like this is your lifestyle, and now I'm going to objectify it, you know? Like, I mean, if you feel weird about cross-dressing, you can leave that out, that's fine. Bondage, in the more, like, these are handcuffs and we discussed it, safe, sane, consensual, and less let me chain you up and have my wicked way with you in, like, Gerard in the murder basement. None of that. No murder basements, please. X-Men AUs? Where somebody doesn't have superpowers and suddenly they do and it's beautiful. High school into college AUs, like that time period, like in the summer between 18 and 19 kind of deal. Not like, anyway, adventure, epistolary stories. Those are cool. If any excuse that you have to put sound effects in, I will give you 2 gold stars and probably squeak a little bit while I listen. Stories where character X is a demon or special kid or uses their gift for devious and or scandalous affairs. That's all one bullet point. Glitter. Crossovers. Music. Sound effects. Weddings. Accidental boyfriends. Accidental girlfriends. Pretend dating. Scheming. Sarcasm. Stories that make you think, like the kind of stories where after you're done, like you spend the rest of the day like sort of wishing you were still in that verse and like thinking about potential what else might have happened or what the character's motivations are. And it leaves like an impression on you afterwards. And it doesn't just like fluff off, even though you turn the MP3 player off. Yeah, those kind of things. Stories that leave you thinking and pondering and contemplating even after it's all over, which I just said kind of. Threesomes, moresomes, foursomes, where the relationship is like a thing and it's not just like an orgy of guest starring limbs, you know? Tell me about how they make it work. Tell me about maybe this not an equilateral triangle. Maybe it's more like an isosceles or something, you know? Tell me how this relationship is a thing that works past like the first time they fall into bed together. Oh, I love those. Werewolves, crossovers, and babies. I enjoy babies. Also vampires. Did I say vampires? I said vampires. Things that I don't enjoy so much. Also a bulleted list. Unwarned for character death. I don't mind if you have to kill a character off in the story. That's totally fine. Just let me know beforehand so I can be like, you know, whatever, I'm not going to get super attached because I know you're leaving anyway. So, like, give me an idea beforehand that somebody important is going to die, if that's a thing. Cross-generational incest. I'm all right with incest in the way that I ship the Winchester brothers, like, burning. But I'm not big with, like, parent-child or uncle-nephew or, I don't know, it hits a weird squick button that doesn't hit for same generational incest. My brain, I'm sorry. Angels having any kind of sex throws up all kinds of Catholic flags that are bad for me. However, I don't have problems with demons having sex. So, although, like, I guess I didn't really do Supernatural as a fandom this year, so maybe this one's not a big deal. Okay, whatever. No Catholic school AUs or, like, priest altar boy. No, bad. Not for Marissa. Not for me. And angst. You have to warn me for the angst, and there has to be a happy ending. I am not in this for the angst muffins. I am in this for the escapism. If I wanted shitty reality, I would take my headphones off. Please, give me, like, the story that if it's a little bit angsty, but it's gonna have a happy ending, or if it's angsty, but it's not for, like, a person I care about super much and, like, they deserve that angst. Give me something that has a light at the end of the tunnel and is not just a train oncoming, okay? No. Also, bestiality. Not xenokink. I'm totally okay with xenokink, where the thing is that the, you know, one party is like a human-shaped person and one party is a person who is animal-shaped, perhaps. They're still sentient. They can consent. Like, you know, full wolf Derek Hale or Rocket Raccoon, you know, because they're sentient and they can consent and there's capability of having conversation. I'm not okay with this is our pet and, or this is the horse or something. That's just not something that does it for me. Yeah, so I guess, like, it has to have sentience. That's important for me. Also, stories that are in first-person point of view. In some ways, they work, like in epistolary stories, but most of the time I have a hard time with them. I actually really dig second-person POVs. I feel like when I'm listening to those, they just do something that's great for me. But I have a hard time listening to stories in first-person point of view, even though you'd think it would work really well for podfic. And other major no-no, people eating people. I don't care if they're alive or dead, cannibalism will be not for me. No. I'm okay with blood play, though. I do like vampires. Other than that, go for it. I'm gonna be super excited no matter what happens. So, like, don't worry. I'm gonna be like, whoa, you're the best thing ever since, like, sliced bread. And I eat a lot of bread. Sorry, people. Anyway, what was I saying? I'm gonna be super psyched about this. I'm gonna be, like, flailing at least a little bit to you. I will probably end up stalking your live journal or dream with or AO3 and then being like, be my friend, and it will be a little creepy, but in a really endearing way. I'm very endearing and totally harmless if you see me in person. If you've got any questions or concerns about whether or not I'll enjoy the story, Well, you can send your questions to Bessie Boo or Calicuria or Anlaze010 or most of Twitter, actually. I'm pretty vocal about, like, enjoying a lot of things very easily. So you could feel free to stroll through everything I've podficked. I'm either, like, a happy fluffy puppies or a murderous Winnie the Pooh destroying your childhood serial killers AU. So I'm both ends of the spectrum right there. I'm gonna be really excited about this. No pressure about, like, anything. Don't feel like you have to do porn or you have to do long or you have to do any specific. Do something you enjoy so that I can hear how happy you are in your storytelling, and then I can, like, feed off of your joy like a really happy oral vampire or something. Or, like, if you have, like, weird questions about something, leave a non-comment on this journal entry, on this live journal entry, and I will answer them, and then you'll have your answer. And that works. And, what else? Oh, okay. The family are going to Disney for New Year's this year, and Dad wants us to take the train because it will be family bonding. It is a 23-hour train ride. Your present for me for this ITBE will save my life, I am pretty sure. Otherwise, I will murder everyone on the train and my sisters. So, think of it that way. Think of all the joy you'll be spreading across state lines as I head towards Disney World, and it will be so beautiful. And your voice will serenade me there, and then I won't stab my sister in the face. It'll be so good. No, but really, I'm really excited about this. Thanks for listening, and thank you for my present in advance. Bye. Ha ha ha.